Good morning, Evan.
Good morning, Eitan. How are you?
Good. Thank you very much. Thank you for having us speaking about current affairs, mainly related to our Jewish life in Australia. So I would like to start with Lisa set sights on Canberra. Can you please elaborate on that?
Sure. So Julian Lisa, he could become the first Jewish member of the House of Representatives from New South Wales for the Liberal Party if he's elected later this year. Now, Julian Lisa, he's a Jewish man from Sydney. He was until recently the chair of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies Community Relations Committee, and he told the Jewish News this week that he is honoured and humbled after he was selected to succeed Philip Ruddock in the federal seat of Barara. He said he's particularly conscious of following in the footsteps of Philip Ruddock, who's been a great supporter of multiculturalism, a great servant of our community and of our party and of the country. He said he's also conscious that he's only the fourth Liberal to be chosen to represent the Liberal Party in the seat of Barara. Now, Lisa has a long history of involvement in the Jewish community, in addition to his roles on the executive of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies and as a councillor of the Executive Council of Australian Jewry. Lisa is on the board of Parramatta Synagogue. He was one of the key organisers of the 50th anniversary commemoration of Nostra Aetate at the Great Synagogue last year, and he was also a Hebrew and religion teacher at Emmanuel Synagogue. Now, the president of the Executive Council of Australian Jewry, Robert Goot, wished him Mazel Tov this week. He also acknowledged the retirement of Philip Ruddock, who he said has been a long-standing and sincere friend of the Australian Jewish community and of the ECAJ. And the president of the Jewish Board of Deputies, Jeremy Spinak, said, "We are extremely pleased for Julian. He has been an outstanding member of the Board of Deputies who has given much of his time and energy to our community." So Mazel Tov to Julian Lisa on this announcement this week. We're all going to be watching this very closely come election time later this year to see if he will be elected and become the first Jewish member of the House of Representatives from New South Wales for the Liberal Party.
In fact, I celebrated a wedding when in the middle of the service, a man was stabbed outside a shul. I don't know any details about it because the police did very well, but by separating completely those who were inside the synagogue and the event. Can you please tell us about what happened there?
Eitan, precautionary security measures were put in place at synagogues across Sydney on Saturday after a Jewish man was stabbed at a synagogue in Melbourne. The community security group quickly lifted the measures when it became clear the attack was not anti-Semitic in nature and actually involved a Jewish man stabbing another Jewish man after a kiddush. Now, it's understood that two congregants had a row about alcohol at the Rambam Sephardic Synagogue in Melbourne at around midday on Saturday. It's also believed that after the argument, one of the men had left before returning to the scene with a knife with which he stabbed a third person who had tried to intervene in the dispute. Now, the man was stabbed in the abdomen. Now, when the incident was first reported, Melbourne synagogues went into lockdown while CSG Victoria determined if there was a threat to people at other synagogues. Now, according to Caulfield Police, the two men involved were known to each other. Police confirmed that a 46-year-old man was arrested on Monday morning and charged with intentionally causing serious injury, recklessly causing serious injury, and assault with a weapon. The man has been bailed to appear before Melbourne Magistrates Court on September 23.
Two people who came to celebrate a friend's wedding, just imagine. On the eve of Pesach, we are reading about a Hechsher dispute I would really like you to tell us about.
That's right, Eitan. We've had a lot of coverage in the Jewish News recently of this issue. Sydney's newest Hechsher community, Kashrut, has been listed as a reliable Kashrut organisation by Melbourne's largest Kashrut organisation, Kosher Australia. Now, in the 2016 Kosher Australia Food Guide, which was recently released, caterer Amazing Taste, which is under CK's Hechsher, is also listed. More specifically, it says that all functions and products by the following caterers are under the supervision of reliable kashrut organisations in New South Wales before naming Amazing Taste. Now, the official stance taken by Kosher Australia is in stark contrast to statements made by the Kashrut Authority in New South Wales, widely considered as its interstate counterpart. Last week, the Kashrut Authority in Sydney announced that it could not recommend community kashrut heksher to kosher consumers in Sydney. It said that the KA has certain internationally recognized standards, both in terms of kashrut itself as well as its administration, which in our opinion are essential for an acceptable kashrut authority. The KA went on to say that these are, in our opinion, most unfortunately not upheld or maintained by CK, as is clear from its website. Now, the chairman of Community Kashrut, David Sandler, told the Jewish News this week that he welcomed the recognition from Kosher Australia and Victoria. He said that in addition to the recognition that we have received around the world, it is great to see that Community Kashrut and Amazing Taste are listed in the Kosher Australia Food Guide. You can read more about that story on page 3 of this week's Australian Jewish News, or go online to jewishnews.net.au.
Thank you so much for bringing us up to date, and best wishes, Chag Sameach, to you and the Australian Jewish News.
Thank you very much, Eitan, and don't forget to pick up a copy of the Jewish News for full coverage of not only Anzac Day, but Pesach, and of course the terrible bombing in Jerusalem. We have a jam-packed paper this week. Read all about it in this week's edition of the Australian Jewish News.
Best wishes. Thank you so much, Evan.